Sunset by Chris Penhall. Mimi sat in the corner, her head in a book, stubbornly hiding behind the cover like it was a shield. The words didn't mean anything, really. They were just a jumble of shapes she couldn't focus on. But as long as no one could see her, and she couldn't see them. "Do you want another drink, lovely?" asked the waitress. Mimi raised her head slightly, peering at her over the top of the pages. "Only that latte's been sitting by there on the table for an hour, and you haven't drunk any of it. It's stone cold now." "An hour?" said Mimi. "I hadn't realised." "Go on, treat yourself to a hot cup of coffee," said the waitress kindly. Mimi raised her head a little higher and smiled. "Yes, go on then, thanks." "I'm Jeannie," said the waitress, pointing at her badge. "Can I just..." She leaned over the table, took the book gently out of Mimi's hands, turned it up the right way and gave it back. "There you are, lovely. Much better. I'll get you a drink." When Mimi arrived, she was worried that the table, that table, the important table, would be taken. She'd scurried towards it, head down, and sat hurriedly ordering a coffee, then grabbed the book out of her bag and tried to read it. She wasn't even looking at the view, even though it was the most beautiful, significant, breathtaking, heart-wrenching view. The reason she was here. The problem was that he wasn't. Mimi touched the lace on her dress, the one that she had put on at 11 a.m., her hair carefully curled and her makeup lovingly applied for their special day out. She shivered, trying to make sense of the letters on the page, but all she could hear were the angry words in her head. "It's 2 o'clock. We were supposed to leave at 12, she'd said. "I knew this would happen. It happened last year and the year before, and, I mean, it's not as if I don't understand, but this year of all years..." She'd slammed the phone down, then flounced off. But he couldn't see her, of course, as he was at work, and he couldn't hear her, as the message had gone straight to voicemail. She'd driven for 2 hours, fuelled by anger, frustration and disappointment, determined to be at their special place because that's what they always planned. But it never seemed to happen. She knew how important the cafes were to him. He'd inherited the first from his aunt 7 years ago and had worked long and hard to make it work. Since then, he'd managed to open 2 more in the city. She was so proud of him, but the bigger the business grew, the less time they had for each other. He'd promised that this year was going to be different, but it wasn't. Although it was, because instead of staying in the house and making the most of a hurried, apologetic hour together with a takeaway and warm champagne, being understanding and sympathetic to the demands of the job, and feeling guilty about making a fuss, she'd just jumped in the car and gone. And here she was, sitting alone at that table, the table where they'd met 10 years ago today. She'd been gazing out of the window whilst her friends chattered happily round her when she saw him for the first time, striding out of the sea, his surfboard under his arm. It was like watching a film. Half an hour later, he was at work in the hotel, striding across the room towards them, carrying a bottle of champagne in an ice bucket.
"Somebody's birthday," he'd smiled.
Their eyes locked. "Mine," said Mimi with a laugh. She'd fallen in love with him immediately. A plate of chips was pushed softly towards her.
"You've been here for 3 hours now, lovely. I thought you must be peckish."
Jeannie smiled kindly.
"You can't go wrong with chips, can you? Everybody loves chips."
Mimi smiled at her.
"That's very kind, thank you."
Jeannie bustled off as Mimi tried to concentrate on the book again.
"If I was at home," she thought, "at least I'd have the television. Or I could have a long bath or watch a film whilst I was waiting."
She put the book down finally and sighed.
"But I'm not waiting, am I?" she reminded herself. "I'm sitting here on my birthday and the anniversary of meeting the love of my life alone, because I decided to make a stand. Talk about cutting your nose off to spite your face."
She raised her eyes and scanned the bar. The daylight had faded and a few people were scattered around the room, whilst a man with a cello and a woman with a guitar were setting up in the corner. And that's when she noticed the lights, glowing pink and yellow and blue around the room, wrapped around pictures, draped along the walls and hanging from the ceiling. Her stomach lurched, remembering how she'd watched him on that day, working, catching her eye, smiling at her through the evening as the fairy lights began to glitter.
"Look at that sunset over the bay," he'd said softly as he'd cleared the glasses, and they'd watched for a few moments as the sky turned from dusky pink to dark orange and black over the deep Welsh sea.
He touched her hand.
"The best birthday present you could have," he'd said. "Sorry, your name is..."
"Miriam. Mimi for short."
"I'm Ed. You here tomorrow?"
"Yes."
"Well, I'll see you then."
Jeannie appeared again, jolting her back to the present.
"Here's a glass of wine for you, lovely. On the house. I'm finishing my shift in a minute."
"Oh, that's kind of you. You don't have to," said Mimi.
"No, it's fine. I wanted to make you feel a bit better. You looked fed up."
She looked out of the window.
"Gorgeous sunset tonight, isn't it?"
Jeannie paused, peering curiously at the beach. Mimi involuntarily followed her gaze.
"What is that man doing?" asked Jeannie.
Mimi slowly stood up and stared. A man with wavy blonde hair was on the shore holding a surfboard above his head. There was some fluorescent writing on it, and it was decorated with fairy lights.
"Ed!" she laughed. "It's Ed!"
He began walking up the beach towards the hotel as she ran out of the door towards him.
"Stop! Stop!" he shouted when she got to the top of the ridge above the sand. "Wait a minute! Read this! Read the board! Took me ages to find the right flipping paint."
She stood, beaming with happiness.
"Hurry up! My arms are aching."
"Mimi, marry me. I love you," it said in a bright pink luminous scrawl.
"Yes, yes, yes," she said, tears beginning to pour down her face.
"Well, don't cry," he said, throwing the board on the ground, tears in his eyes too. "You're supposed to be thrilled."
"I am, I am."
She flung herself into his arms.
"I didn't get your message till I was on my way home," he whispered, "late as usual. When I said I was only working a half day, I didn't mean it. I was going to propose here tonight. I had the surfboard all ready, but then the power went off in one of the cafes, and instead of ringing my dad and asking him to help, I was an idiot and went myself."
"I love you," she whispered. "You're here now."
"Better late than never,"
he said, as they gazed into the night, the surfboard's tiny pink lights sparkling in the sand.
"Look at the view. Our view. Our sunset."
Copyright Chris Pennell.